coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, you heard? Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School to New School Way, brought to you live here at 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and Old Cheney, 168th and Maple up there in the O. A lot going on, Austin. Obviously, we've got a little bit of potential strife between the two big brothers, and they don't know. They're both like two twins, and they're trying to say, well, who was born first, but... And then you got some NFL news, obviously, with training camp right around the corner, and some interesting off-the-field stuff, also byproduct of the NFL, is where a former player who could still, speaking of retirement, and Ndamukong Suh, one of his teammates, or actually one of I don't know if they played together, but Teddy Bridgewater was emergency quarterback at one point in time for the Detroit Lions, got in trouble for doing too much good. And I guess we will, in this day and time where there's a lot going on, and you always hear the stories of the athletes, trying to give back or don't give back enough. Teddy Bridgewater goes back to his old stomping grounds, becomes a high school coach, and helps him win a state championship in dominating fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sneaky feeling that the people around him, competing coaches, and other people watching him do good things for his high school and in his community, started to hate on him. And essentially what he did was, they said it was too many benefits, which is Gatorades, foods, cookouts, uniforms, probably some shoes and gloves. Wasn't a violation, but essentially he's been suspended for providing too much benefits as a volunteer coach.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Bridgewater had a pretty cool tweet. He said, since I'm a volunteer coach and you're suspending me from the present high school, I'm free to go somewhere else. But he said he's not.
Man, it strikes me as one of those things that might be against the letter of the law, but maybe not against the spirit of what we should want high school sports to be about. I mean, by all accounts, Teddy Two Gloves, good dude. Yeah. I haven't heard anyone that has an issue with him off the top of my head, right? No major instance I can think of, right? I mean, Detroit, you mentioned, Minnesota, obviously, even dating back to his time at Louisville. Like, seems like a good dude to his core.
Yeah.
Miami Northwest has had some really incredible players, walk through those halls before. They don't necessarily need the help, winning it, but sometimes they do, right? Because they're high school kids. And sometimes there are things that life pops up that you just can't handle, right? PT bills that the school can't cover, and maybe your parents don't have money for, right? A ride home, an Uber ride home, the typical no ham sandwich, right? Just for something to eat. So I'm willing to believe that, yeah, it's against maybe what the law says, but come on. Is that what high school sports are about? It's about helping young men, young women, right? Grow up, learn, mature, grow, provide for them because they're not fully formed. Because sometimes they need help, because sometimes life gets in the way. So yes, in a strict black and white sense, sure, it's probably against the rules that are laid out. Yeah. But if we're going to start getting mad at, multimillionaires for helping out kids in a tough spot, that's not a world I want to live in.
Yeah, I think it's a byproduct of, I guess, the letter of the law, but then also, probably the state of sports right now, right? When you think of high school sports, youth sports, club sports, I think it's one of those things that you have a prominent former athlete or star in the community or former NFL player,
mm-hmm,
comes back, takes a school that was really, really good, for this week, or really, really good. I think he's came back and really done some good. And it's great when he first came. It's kind of like when Deion went to Jacksonville State. Okay, it's cool. You went down there and you're down there.
Right.
You're away. You're out of the limelight.
You're not my problem.
And you know what? It's really cool that you're spending your own money and let's say spending your own time and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then here you come and you start winning. Now we're going to start changing the rules. Now we're going to start trying to, let's dirty the waters with your name associated with it and all that stuff. And now we're going to bring out this letter to the law. How dare you give guys rides home, you know, give them Gatorades, provide, you know, food for, you know, and help them become better athletes and better people. Because one of the things that he does is he holds them accountable. Mm-hmm. And he coaches them hard to make them better men in the society, because that's what you would like your coaches to do. But now it's coming down. And this is the mm-hmm. thing that where people need to understand as athletes, why guys don't get into high school coaching or coaching period, is because of things like that. And you know, it's
people who have earned their power, who like their position, don't like challengers doing or, it, you know, or, with yeah, a good
or,
heart.
Or they wanted it done the way that they wanted to be done, and success, or maybe he gets too much credit for it and they don't get enough credit for it. And maybe they don't benefit off of it as much as you know, possible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just think it's one of those things that, you see it all the time, you know, here and on the flip side, you got some people that are prominent in the community that do some shady stuff. You know, I've been on record, man. Some of the most shiestiest dudes that you got out there deal with in youth sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this, and some of the most shiesty, some of the parents or that you would never expect are in there. There's no loyalty or anything. And people will be cool with you while you do it, but as soon as they get a chance to leave, they will. Now, yeah. That's fine. But then here you got a guy that's doing it the right way and, you know, tying up loose ends. Where's the support for him in his community and outside of it? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's, isn't that what high school sports are supposed to be about? Isn't that what youth sports are supposed to be about? Right. Yeah, there's so much focus here on getting recruited, who's going to the next level. And that's all great. But you know this, Jay, it's what, less than 10% of high school athletes go on to play in college. Less than 5% of college athletes go on to play pro in their sport. Like it's crazy. The amount of hand-wringing over physical therapy, over, hey, this kid didn't have a meal, let me buy him one. Over, hey, this kid didn't have a ride home and I don't want him walking alone late at night.
Yeah.
You know, let's take care of the young ones, right? Let's take care of these growing, developing, you know, young people first and foremost. And it's not like Teddy Bridgewater recruited them saying, if you come, I'll pay for your PT. If you come play for me, oh, you'll get free meals every night.
Right.
Well, what tipped him off, supposedly, was something that Teddy Bridgewater put on Facebook last week saying, hey, I paid for all this stuff last year. You know, I'm happy to do it. But if anyone else, you know, from the booster club wants to chip in, you know, so we can do this as a program, that's the difference. The difference is Teddy Bridgewater was on staff. It didn't come from a booster club.
Yeah, and I think that's the stupidity of it. Now you're worried about where it comes from, and you're not worried about where it's going.
Right, the good is doing
right, and you know, to be honest with you, at the high school that he's coaching at, they don't. You know, most of the kids might not even have health insurance or insurance to be able to take care, get PT, mm-hmm. or be able to rehab, or have, you know. And if anybody knows about PT, it'd be Teddy Bridgewater, considering, you know, some of the things he's had to deal with in his own, you know, athletic or, you know, his football career. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's just a snapshot of some of the stupid things that go on in high school sports. And I know there's rules, and I'm not I'm not saying that Teddy Bridgewater needs to have any separate rules or make any concessions mm-hmm. for him. But this is what you're going to hang your hat on. This is what you're going to suspend him for.
Now, of granted, all things.
Now, granted, he might have got overzealous and jumped on Facebook, and that's also just him not knowing the rules. So is there's not a compromise? So you had to suspend them? What are you worried about? And like I said, you see, very rarely do you see a lot of athletes coaching in club. It doesn't matter what sport they played or what sport they would be coaching in. I know plenty that think I'm crazy or was crazy, and they laugh at it. I know other club coaches that don't coach anymore that have told me stuff about some of the players and their parents and was like, don't do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's kids in particular that have a problem with every single coach around there that they'd ever coach them in the club level, and they will just game play and do all that, and that's fine. At some point in time, what's going to happen is there won't be any benefit for the guys that really want to do it, so they'll stop doing it. It's almost like reffing.
And then it's going to make it even worse.
It's going to make it even worse. It's almost like reffing. Mm. You know, when guys were coming up, you know, I know Kip Kissinger. You know, he's a ref. He's on TV. Mm-hmm. So I generally wouldn't say guys' names. So I know him. And he does it because he loves it, right? It's the way he thinks that he gives back to basketball, because he loves basketball. Some of the stories he tells me and some of the things I see refs go through, that's why you see the decline in refs, because it's not worth it.
Yeah.
And this is what's going to happen at high school level as far as coaching and sports. And then you're going to be worried about, then you're going to be mad where your kids aren't getting developed. Your kids aren't getting coached. You're not getting an opportunity. I had a high school teammate of mine. He's a little bit younger than me, where his son, he's up in Akron area, Cleveland area. And me and him played basketball together, and Ray went on to play college. Right. And he exclusively, we talk all the time. Right. And we just talk about sports and just catching up and stuff. He said, I'll never coach. Based on that right there, he said he coached 1 year, and his son, he's playing overseas now. Hmm. He said, I will only train my son, at the time, his son and his sons or his son's teammates. I'll never coach based on the parents and the politics and the BS.
Man.
And that's just the guy. And Ray wasn't a big time player, but he knows what he's doing. Obviously it works and all that. Mm-hmm. So like, and this is a byproduct of it. It's a lot of time and energy. I can go pretty hard at, you know, like, you know, the competitive nature of Lincoln sports, but also will be honest that, you know, being a coach is commendable. It's a lot of time away from your family and friends and all that. And they're really trying to be coaches. Some are good, some aren't. And that's fine. That's just anywhere. There's some good football players. There's not good football players. There's good basketball players and there's not. There's some people that thought I was good. Some people don't. I don't really care. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's fine. That's your opinion. But also know that you're starting to lose more coaches for stuff like this, and some of the parents and situations at the club level that they don't get to go to high school and all that. Here's a perfect example. I'd have to Google the player's name.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
There's a former NHL player that was living in Orono, Minnesota. He came, no, granted, he was an NHL player. He didn't have to coach, right? He could have just chilled. He took the job. I think they won state. And I'm sure his tactics on how he won state, maybe, you know, the booster club got mad. He just quit. Like, he's like, all right, I don't got to deal with this. I'm out. You know what I'm saying? And so that's where it can go.
Mark Parrish?
Yeah, is it Orono, Minnesota? I remember.
I believe so.
Right. It was within the last few years. Mm-hmm. Right. Took a dumpster. Listen, I'm from Minnesota. Ain't nothing come out of Orono except some like mountain lions and coming. There's nothing ever came out of it. They weren't a powerhouse in hockey. Mm-hmm. So he, you know, but it was a good place. It started to really expand out there because it was a little bit cheaper to live. It's like you get a lot more bang for your buck. So then it started to grow, right? So he took them to the promised land. They ain't like how he did. He said, I'm gone. He got fired. You fired an NHL player that took you to a state tournament.
Because why? You didn't like it.
You didn't like
it. You took a person.
Right. Your kid wasn't playing. Or you right? Or wasn't playing enough. Jeez, man. Right? That it happens all the time. This is just Teddy Bridgewater there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know there's a, like, you know, and you know, you start to get dimes on people, right? So here's how petty, like, there's parents out here that will recruit kids, take their kid, recruit kids off a team based on because you mad at the coach. So you got like a little group. It's like mm-hmm. a coup, or isn't that what it's called? Coup when yeah. you do it right.
Mm-hmm.
So you
long get, live the king.
So essentially, come play with my kid, so my kid gets to do what he needs to do. I really don't care about your kid, but I just want to make sure my kid's taken care of and don't ain't over there.
Yeah,
that's no different than that right there. It's no different than with Teddy Bridgewater. Like you think by him taking a kid to get some physical therapy, that's an advantage. It's more of an advantage that he's coaching. You should say you're not allowed to be head coach. You need to, like, they'd be better off saying, well, since you aren't a teacher, you can't be a head coach.
Where has that happened before?
Right. Okay.
Interesting.
Now that might be, All right. That you have too much time to study tape. It's an advantage because the other coaches are actually having to be employees and all that. Now you find a violent, you up here suspending a coach that's volunteering his time and his money and resources
mm-hmm.
for the betterment of your team.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, I think it just sounds like jealousy, really, in that, yeah, Miami Northwest has a lot of former NFL dudes around.
Alumni.
Yeah. Right. Maybe even just college guys around. Good for them. Guess what? These guys aren't spread out evenly across the country. My high school's never had that. My high school will probably never have that. No disrespect to the young men that are in those programs, right?
Yeah.
Lincoln Lutheran's probably not going to have an NFL alum.
No, but you Everyone guys got a history. Former national champion as a head coach.
We do.
Sean Weeding.
Shout out Coach Weeding for that. And again, that's wonderful. I'm not saying he does a bad job by any means, right? I like Coach Weeding, but the world isn't always equal, but it is fair. These guys, this school, hit the genetic lottery, essentially, right? With all the guys that have passed through those halls that have gone on to bigger, better, greater things even than that.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we punishing them for that? They didn't do anything illegal. Ain't anything wrong to get those guys. They have resources. They're using them to help improve the lives of high school kids.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it and you say it out loud, yeah. And it does have to do with jealousy. That's part of one of the things that, which is crazy. I was talking to a friend of mine that coaches down in North Carolina, down in like the Asheville area. And we were talking about how drastic things have changed. And he was actually calling me about Scott Frost, so I didn't want to talk about it. And he was talking about, because we both played against Scott. Obviously, I played with Scott, but mm-hmm. we played against Scott when he was with the Jets.
Yeah.
And my friend is in coaching, so is Scott. But he talked about how hard it was for him to get started versus Scott. And he had nothing to do with anything that you think on the surface. It had to deal with when former players wanted to get into coaching. It was the fear factor of having a former player coach. Now it's easy. Not easy, but it's easier, right? It's mm-hmm. relatively easier. And guys are being successful. You know, whether it's Bruce Arians really hiring a lot of former players, whereas Aaron Glenn does. Now it's kind of questionable where Aaron Glenn didn't hire my man Jason Simmons. I'll tell you, Aaron Glenn, like Jay Sims was that dude knew everything mm-hmm. back there. I know he can coach, but Jay Sims is obviously coaching. Well, he's with the, you know, Commanders, and, you know, they'll hook up maybe at a later date. And now you got Teddy Bridgewater. Now, and also, I'll say there's not a lot of former NFL players, maybe of his stature, right? Teddy Bridgewater, right. Probably not in the NFL view, reached the heights that being a first-round pick, which I think he did. I think if he didn't get hurt, he still would have been at the Vikings for a very long time. And then he continued on in his career. But I think in that area of Florida, he's a Heisman winner.
Yeah,
you make it out of there, you go to Louisville, you go to, I mean, he's done everything you need to do. You're great on and off the field. You're loved in the NFL locker rooms, in the community, and you decide to essentially to retire from the NFL to come back to coach your high school because he went and filled in for Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all right, man, mm-hmm. I'm done. Because you could parlay what he did with Detroit for 3 or 4 more years.
Oh, easy.
So he left money on the table,
mm-hmm.
okay, to come back to his old high school,
mm-hmm.
and now he's doing right, and now he's suspended. a year after winning it, not even a year after winning a state championship in dominant fashion.
Mm-hmm.
The way they were beating teams, it didn't matter PT or not. They were beating the brakes off you guys,
mm-hmm.
right? And maybe you didn't like that he was beating the brakes off. Well, then get better.
So instead of trying to climb to that level, try to drag him down.
Down to your level. There's an old saying that my mom told me when I was dealing with a situation. Never get in a peeing match with a skunk. Because
yeah.
you ain't never going to win.
No.
And so, but you got to figure out how to, you know, throw enough tomato sauce on them so it doesn't take away the skunk. So
you ever gotten skunked?
No, my dad did, though.
No way.
Oh, yeah. But here's the funny thing. So when he first got to Miami in 1960, just imagine this. You go down, it's 1968 to Miami, okay. to the South. He said in the first 2 weeks of being down there, he got sprayed by a skunk.
In Miami?
In Miami, of all places.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the closest you've ever come to getting skunked? You ever been close?
Nah, when we used to drive from Minneapolis to D.C., you know, you'd always, you know, it'd be late nights. You'd always, you know, somebody ran over skunk.
I went out to call the Nebraska-Northwestern game where I think it was Trevor Siemian and Flynn Nagel sliced and diced Nebraska. There's that roughing call in the end zone. I was at that game, called it. Night before that game, buddies and I were walking around Northwestern's campus looking at their practice facility and whatnot, which is really cool. Can't attest. That's a really cool facility. But they have like, I don't know if it's like soccer fields or lacrosse fields, multi-purpose fields right next to it. Jay, I kid you not, there were a dozen skunks there.
Really?
Just sitting on these extra
just
fields.
Just waiting for you guys.
Just waiting.
Yeah.
It definitely made eye contact with one of them.
Yeah.
Didn't spray. None of them did. We made it out unscathed.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we walked not just the width of the field, the length of the field.
Right.
Like, around it like an L. A dozen skunks on that thing. Any one of us could have gotten us.
Mm.
But we didn't.
No, I hadn't been... you know, that close. I try to stay as far away from it, boy. You know, when you smell one that's been ran over on the highway, it gets in your, you know, your ventilation system. But, yeah, I mean, that situation with Teddy Bridgewater and other situations, as you see, is not good. And look, man, I made the reference to refs. I make a refs to, you know, you run across a lot of players I used to play against when I used to play basketball that are coaching now. Cause you know, we're of age now. Mm-hmm. And it's the same story. So, you know, look, man, I get it. Everybody can get caught up in their own situation. And I know that the pressure has started to mount because of the change in the rules for college sports, but it is what it is. And you're, you know, with the amount of organizations that are out there, it's the, you know, whether you call it jealousy, I call it stupidity, pettiness, or whatever it is, when, you know, and I know it's all money driven, and mm-hmm. money driven isn't necessarily, money driven is two things. One is who's making all the money, tournament hosts and all that. And they do a great job. So I'm just saying that, right?
So they also don't need to charge $40 to get in.
Right. Or $100 for a weekend, but they're protecting that.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, you got people out there that'll go around as adults and hate on kids so they can't reach their pinnacle and get their money, meaning get some or all of their school paid for. But then they'll walk around and all that, and they think people don't know. You know what I'm saying? So that means you take time out of your time as an adult.
To be a hater.
That means you're probably over 40 years old to really go around and try to talk about kids, that are not even half your age.
Mm-hmm. Professional haters.
Yeah. So, I mean, but that's just the state of it. And that's no different with Teddy Bridgewater down there in that community. And it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out, how long he'll stay. There goes Dave from Renew. He probably on the way to go try to count his ducats. Because Dave from Renew, you're all, he's a cool dude, man. I'm telling you, man, it's one of the best things that probably, you know, the being on here and moonlighting and met him through AD and Nick. Mm-hmm. So he's a good dude. And Renew Your Auto.
He probably thinks Trevor Lawrence is a good quarterback.
No, but the one thing that he did, though, man.
Oh, no.
He did. Him and Raph did what you did. You like Obi-Wan Kenobi. They got me in this pick'em thing. And you know what, Austin? Sometimes I hardly ever say no. I'm just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I get over, you know, leverage.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, I'll be in there. I just think we're just doing it. You know, I didn't read the it's my fault. I'm not saying. I'm like a Lannister. Jay Foreman always gonna pay his debt. I'm like, oh, we just in a pick 'em league. It's just, you know, $20 or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's the first part. And I was like, you know what? This is where you can't be cocky. I was like, listen, I'm a former NFL player. I talk about this all the time. I love college football. There's no way I can lose to these dudes. Exactly. And this is like, oh, okay. I took a bath this week because I was betting with my heart. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, I got to tighten up. So I start tightening it up, and so did they. And then once they got the lead, they just, you know, play four corners against me. And then James damn Franklin cost me steak dinner. And Dave from Renew is the one that got it started. But I still ain't holding against him. Anyway, big shout out to him, man. He always drives by and shows some love. But we're going to show some love going up. We're up against the break. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.